Hey folks, this is breaking now out of Egypt. Police step in to combat the potato shortage via the AP. Egypt's police are stepping in to fight a potato shortage that has caused prices for the staple to soar beyond the reach of many at a time when Egyptians are struggling with steadily rising food costs. Pro-government newspapers and TV stations, propagandists, have been publicizing raids on warehouses where authorities say businessmen are hoarding potatoes to try to drive up prices. The raids have showcased the lengths to which authorities are willing to go to prevent popular discontent from boiling over as they impose a raft of austerity measures intended to reform the economy. For the first time, the Interior Ministry, which runs the police, has begun selling potatoes at reduced prices at temporary outlets, which are drawing long lines of customers. This mirrors what the military has done for years, selling food from trucks deployed across the country. It's a delicate time in Egypt. They are bracing for a new round of price hikes early next year. Many farmers appear to have avoided planting potatoes this year due to the fact that the previous harvest was sold at a loss due to higher production costs. It costs them more to grow the crop than they were allowed to sell it at, which is exactly what's going on here again. So we see actually a compounding, a worsening of the situation, but made worse, as I pointed out, by the speculators who have put potatoes into warehouses, hoping that if prices are going up now, they'll keep going up, and then next week my potatoes will be worth even more. I can sell them even better next week. So we'll all just hide them away. So the government having to step in here, folks, these are the rising vibes. This is what we've been warning about, the rising vibes of food scarcity, of localized food shortages, as we heard from ag commentator Sean Hackett on AgWeb here earlier in the year.
And we think this is one of the big rogue waves that's going to come in and really, really surprise everyone who thinks we're always going to be producing more food forever. We don't believe that's likely, at least over the next 5 years.
Yeah, so what does the world look like over the next 5 years with this reduced sunspot activity?
It's a world with food scarcity. Mm. It's a world with localized famines. You know,
and that's exactly what we're seeing. Look at Iraq. Wheat and barley shortage devastates Iraq. The speed read here summarizes it. Formerly fertile regions in Iraq are now suffering a lack of grain and fruits. They were producing before, but something has changed. The climate has changed. The sun cycle has changed. It's all natural. It's all happened before, and it's happening again now. Droughts have dried out the rivers and caused water shortages down here. In fact, farmers may have to abandon traditional irrigation methods and some crops. People are having to change what they're doing because it's just not working anymore. Iraq's farmlands are declining due to a lack of rainfall and the depleted soils there, modern agriculture, off-season rainfall, and then summarizing it, wheat production was estimated at a 27% decrease from last year. Barley as well, we see, is a decline of 37% last year. They're decreasing the amount of land that they're dedicating to these crops because it's not working. Farmers said the main reasons were lack of water. It's not just there. Obviously, we saw, in view of a decrease in the world wheat crop this year and rather unfavorable conditions for planting anyway, many grain growers have decided to keep part of the crop in stock and wait until the price hikes come. So hopefully the crop, hopefully the conditions will be a bit better, and it certainly looks like I'll get paid more if I just hold off for now. So I think speculation, like on the potatoes, is going to worsen and accelerate this food scarcity into which we are entering in the grand solar minimum. Just reminding ourselves that the United Kingdom nearly doubled its wheat imports in the wake of the drought there and the beast from the east, all of these things cumulatively adding up. Germany flipped from a net exporter, growing more wheat than they needed and providing it to the rest of the world, to a net importer, frantically searching around for other countries that can help them to feed their people. The same was true of Australia. I've covered how Asia was forced to go look for other places to get their wheat. And we'll get there in a second. USDA proclaiming that their wheat exports out of Australia are going to be the lowest in a decade. equating a roughly 13% decrease from last year in grain production. And this is according to the USDA, who, straight from the Queensland country life here, Australian grain production is overstated. Literally, we see here, tell them they're dreaming. So the USDA continues to overstate Australian grain production. And in fact, he goes so far as to say, look, the USDA tends to be very slow to react to supply and demand changes outside the US. So these global numbers that they're providing, even this month from the October WASDE report, let me move my mug. You can see the world grains decreasing year over year, pretty significantly here. Now, prices aren't rising quite as much as you would expect, given that supply is decreasing, that we're burning through our world stocks. And as I said, crisis levels, this language is out there, global wheat supply falling to crisis levels. And bear in mind that China is not going to help us out. People really need to get rid of China in their calculations of the global wheat supply, how much that will actually do for us. This was before they had their bad year. That's especially true now because China has also had a terrible season. Wheat petite. China's wheat output set to drop sharply in the wake of bad weather. In fact, so sharply as 20% year over year as bad weather hit fields in major growing areas. And it likely boosted imports by the world's top producers and consumers of the grain. So there is what we're seeing. This is a global, both hemispheres experiencing massive crop losses due to the changing climate, the changing solar conditions underlying that. And folks, we all need to be taking steps every day to grow our own food. They will continue to mask these changes. They'll, you know, manipulate the markets like we saw the supply going down year over year, although the price is not changing as you would expect it to, given that. So perhaps they will manipulate, in fact, certainly they will manipulate the price. Certainly they will continue to manipulate the headlines, censor social media. They can redefine, I covered this a couple weeks ago, China redefining what it considers food for pigs. So it will actually, it only has to include less protein than it did before. And I warned that this would happen with human food, that it is happening with human food as well. And indeed, here we see Ukraine now imposing a new wheat standard to bring it more up to date and in line with international definitions. We'll see how that evolves. So they can mask these things. But even then, as we saw from the Daily Mail recently, the food prices are rising. It's impossible to completely hide the fact because we all have to eat every day and we've got to get this food from somewhere. So prices are rising, production is falling, and they'll do their best to keep this out of the news at all costs. And that's why I ask you to please share this information with your friends, family, people on the subway, put on a t-shirt, whatever you got to do, because sharing it on social media is, I mean, there's probably shadow bans going on. We just can't depend on that anymore. We have to take this into the streets, into physical reality, because they own the digital space at this point. So please, if you're watching this, you know what's going on. Help spread the word. With all that said, I wanted to arm you with this, which is a totally free online dome calculator. You know, you can buy geodesic greenhouses from a lot of places. Harvestrite has a nice aluminum one, which looks like it's going to last a long time. I'm looking at that right now. But even then, if you are, if you have fewer resources and more time, then you can create your own design. I like the three V's here. And if you click through to one of these things, you can put in how big you want, you know, how big you have available, how much space you have available. And of course, this is a very space-efficient, volume-efficient greenhouse design here. Plus, they're pretty strong. There's a lot of things going for geodesic domes. But what I wanted to point out is that you can give it exactly how much space you have, and it'll pop up your own cuts. And if you want to make this thing out of PVC, basically, whatever materials you want to have available, it'll sort of break down how you can build these things. So if you have the resources to get one of the pre-made ones, that's great. You can go for that. But if you don't, here are some free plans with which you can arm yourself and go create one of these with your own stuff, whatever's handy, because we all need to be creating indoor, you know, greenhouses that are going to be more insulated from the environment, this changing environment, and standing up our own resilient food production systems. Again, thanks for sharing this information. This is happening more quickly than we might like to think, but there's a lot of opportunity here as well. So let's start taking steps to grow our own food and build resilient communities every day. Thanks for watching, folks. Take care.